American Language Course, Book 19, Tape 4D. Hello. Open your book to the activities for Tape 4D. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the sentences, then repeat. Number 1. This man is very sick. Repeat. He needs to be examined by a doctor. Number 2. Your application is not complete. Repeat. This form needs to be filled out. Number 3. Jan is excited. Repeat. She wants to be selected for the military academy. Number 4. Paul is still looking for a job. Repeat. He wants to be hired by a computer company. Number 5. I missed the first briefing. Repeat. I didn't expect to be stuck in traffic for an hour. Number 6. Jim thought he was doing a good job. Repeat. He didn't expect to be fired. Number 7. The students want to make their flight reservations. Repeat. They hope to be given their orders before graduation. Number 8. Ron respects the new general very much. Repeat. He would like to be introduced to her. Number 9. Dorothy enjoys people. Repeat. She likes to be invited to parties. Number 10. Carol doesn't like surprises. Repeat. She prefers to be told everything ahead of time. Look at the example in Figure 2. Use the words and answer the questions. Does this have to be done today? Repeat. Yes, it needs to be mailed today. Number 1. Do you prefer a morning or afternoon physical? Repeat. I prefer to be examined in the morning. Number 2. When are they getting married? Repeat. They hope to be married in June. Number 3. Is he going to celebrate his birthday? Repeat. No, he doesn't like to be reminded about it. Number 4. Is the coin inserted before or after you push the button? Repeat. It needs to be inserted into the slot before you push the button. Number 5. Was Rita surprised to get her money? Repeat. Yes, she didn't expect to be paid back so soon. Number 6. Does Alice like basketball a lot? Repeat. Yes, she'd like to be selected for the school team. Number 7. Did Jack turn down that job? Repeat. Yes, he wants to be hired by a larger company. Look at the example in Figure 3. Listen to some words. Then use the words you hear and the ones in the book to ask questions. Not your shoes. Don't your shoes need to be polished? Now repeat the question and the answer. Don't your shoes need to be polished? Yes, the sergeant is checking the barracks tomorrow. Number 1. Not temperature. Repeat. Doesn't the temperature need to be raised? Yes, it's very cold in here. Number 2. Where he? Repeat. Where does he expect to be sent? He expects to be sent overseas. Number 3. Why he? Repeat. Why would he like to be selected? He would like to be selected because he wants to be an officer. Number 4. When do? Repeat. When do they want to be paid? They want to be paid on Friday. Number 5. What do? Repeat. What do they hope to be given? They hope to be given new uniforms. Look at the examples in Figure 4. I'm staying away from all desserts.
What did she say?
She said she was staying away from all desserts.
They aren't accomplishing a lot.
What did she tell you?
She told me they weren't accomplishing a lot.
Now, listen to a sentence. Then answer the question. Number 1. They are developing a new program for the trainees.
What did she say?
Repeat. She said they were developing a new program for the trainees.
Number 2. He's guiding the students on a tour of the building.
What did she tell you?
Repeat. She told me he was guiding the students on a tour of the building.
Number 3. She's congratulating Mark on his promotion.
What did she tell you?
Repeat. She told me she was congratulating Mark on his promotion.
Number 4. Jack's barbecuing steak for dinner.
What did she say?
Repeat. She said Jack was barbecuing steak for dinner.
Now, look at the example in Figure 5. Are they adjusting to their new assignment?
What did she ask?
She asked if they were adjusting to their new assignment.
Now listen to a question and read it silently in Figure 5. Look at the word and use it to answer a question about what you heard. Number 1. Is he obtaining a visa?
What did she ask you?
Repeat. She asked if he was obtaining a visa.
Number 2. Are you moving overseas?
What did she ask you?
Repeat. She asked if I was moving overseas.
Number 3. Are you and your friend staying until the end?
What did she ask you?
Repeat. She asked whether we were staying until the end.
Number 4. Who are you talking to on the phone?
What did she ask?
Repeat. She asked who I was talking to on the phone.
Number 5. Where are you going on your vacation?
What did she ask you?
Repeat. She asked me where I was going on my vacation.
Number 6. When is Sam arriving?
What did she ask?
Repeat. She asked when Sam was arriving.
Number 7. Why is she crying?
What did she ask you?
Repeat. She asked why she was crying.
Number 8. How are you managing to stay in that expensive apartment?
What did she ask you?
Repeat. She asked how I was managing to stay in an expensive apartment.
Number 9. What are you reading?
What did she ask you?
Repeat. She asked me what I was reading.
Number 10. How long are you planning to work tonight?
What did she ask you?
Repeat. She asked me how long I was planning to work tonight.
at figure 6. Listen to some ways to say you're sorry. Number 1. I'm really sorry I missed your party. I wish I had been able to go.
I am too. I wish I had sent the invitation sooner. If I had, maybe you could have made it.
Now listen and repeat. I'm really sorry I missed your party. I wish I had been able to go.
I am too. I wish I had sent the invitation sooner. If I had, maybe you could have made it.
Now, let's have a dialogue. I'll be student 1 and you be student 2. I'm really sorry I missed your party. I wish I had been able to go. Now, you be student 1 and I'll be student 2. Begin. I am too. I wish I had sent the invitation sooner. If I had, maybe you could have made it. Number 2. Listen. I really regret not seeing Alice before she left.
So do I. I should have gone to the airport to say goodbye.
When you see her, will you please give her my regrets?
Sure, no problem.
Repeat. I really regret not seeing Alice before she left.
So do I. I should have gone to the airport to say goodbye.
When you see her, will you please give her my regrets?
Sure. No problem.
Now, I'll be student 1 and you be student 2. I really regret not seeing Alice before she left. When you see her, will you please give her my regrets? This time, you be student 1 and I'll be student 2. Begin. So do I. I should have gone to the airport to say goodbye. Sure, no problem. Number 3. Repeat. Do you sometimes wish you had a different career?
Yes, frequently I ask myself, why didn't I study law instead of engineering?
I know what you mean. Sometimes I wish I were in another field too.
I think everybody has some regrets at one time or another.
Now, I'll be student one and you be student two. Do you sometimes wish you had a different career? I know what you mean. Sometimes I wish I were in another field, too.
Now, you be student one, and I'll be student two. Begin. Yes, frequently I ask myself, why didn't I study law instead of engineering? I think everybody has some regrets at one time or another.
Now you will hear another dialogue. Listen to it the first time. Then listen to it a second time and select the answers to the questions. Now, just listen.
Well, here we are. Are you having a good time so far?
Oh, terrible. I feel miserable. I wished I'd never let you talk me into this.
I talked you into it?
You did.
Well, that's
you
usually
did.
The story. Oh, I regret coming on this trip. I really do.
I do, too. I'm sorry we ever even thought of it.
I wish we'd gone to the mountains instead of coming on this ocean tour.
Oh, it's awful. My stomach is just killing me.
You think you're going to come out here and have waves, and all you get is clouds and rain, thunder? I feel sick. Got a headache. Can't even eat.
Well, everybody else says the food is delicious, but I wouldn't know about that.
I know. If I'd known it was going to be like this, I would never have come. I would have never listened to your idea to come on this trip.
It wasn't my idea. What are you talking about? I should have never listened to you.
Okay, fine.
Well, next year we'll go to the mountains for sure.
Now look at the four questions in Figure 7. Listen to the dialogue again and select the answers to the questions.
Well, here we are. Are you having a good time so far?
Oh, terrible. I feel miserable. I wished I'd never let you talk me into this.
I talked you into it?
You did.
Well, that's
you
usually
did.
The story. Oh, I regret coming on this trip.
I really do. I do, too. I'm sorry we ever even thought of it.
I wish we'd gone to the mountains instead of coming on this ocean tour.
Oh, it's awful. My stomach is just killing me.
You think you're going to come out here and have waves, and all you get is clouds and rain, thunder? I feel sick. Got a headache. Can't even eat.
Well, everybody else says the food is delicious, but I wouldn't know about that.
I know. If I'd known it was going to be like this, I would never have come. I would have never listened to your idea to come on this trip.
It wasn't my idea. What are you talking about? I should have never listened to you.
Okay, fine.
Well, next year we'll go to the mountains for sure.
Select the best answers to the questions. Let's check your answers. Number one, where is the couple? The answer is A, on an ocean tour. Number two, how do they feel? The answer is C, sick and upset. Number 3. What do they regret? The answer is C. Going on this trip. Number 4. Where will they go next year? The answer is B. To the mountains. This is the end of tape 4D, book 19.